Hi, this is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and we'll welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. This week, our feature text is Luke 6, 21 through 25, where Jesus says, "Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry." We're just a few days out from a time where here in America, families get together and friends get together around a table with good food and with celebration and with thankfulness, and we celebrate the holiday of Thanksgiving. When I was a child, I was often accused of thinking about things too hard. People would say to me, "Lighten up, Herb, it's just about having some fun." And although I agree that I usually am looking at things way too seriously, this year I can't seem to quite shake my thoughts about the Thanksgiving holiday. And I want to say from the very beginning that I'm in no way saying anything negative about Thanksgiving, nor am I against celebrating this day to the fullest. We've got three Thanksgiving celebrations that we're going to be showing up at this week. What I'm suggesting, though, is a more holistic kingdom way through which a follower of Jesus might approach Thanksgiving and the history that it represents. And I want to unpack some of that and explain some of that. Recently, I heard a joke. I was doing a series in North Dakota at North Dakota State University, and I was watching some YouTube videos by Stanley Hauerwas of Duke University, and I heard a joke that he told where he's using it to illustrate a point between patriotism and a follower of Jesus. But I think it's relevant to our subject this week as well. And the story that Hauerwas told was of a day when Tonto and the Lone Ranger, they found themselves hopelessly surrounded by hundreds of aggressive Indians. And looking down at his trusty silver six-shooter and knowing that it wasn't going to be enough, the Lone Ranger looks at Tonto and says, "What do we do now, Tonto?" And Tonto calmly looks at the Lone Ranger and says, "What do you mean, we, white man?" And in a sense, this is where I am too this year with Thanksgiving. Everywhere in America, I hear the rhetoric that surrounds this time of year where we as Americans celebrate how our Christian, European, pilgrim, immigrant forefathers were befriended by natives and taught how to survive. It's a time where we celebrate with family and friends. And I just want to pause and sincerely ask the question, as a follower of Jesus, what do you mean by we? And yes, while I'm a white male living in America of European descent, the we applies there. But is this the only lens through which I, as a follower of Jesus and one who claims to be part of Christ's kingdom, is that the only lens through which I can see this holiday? Is this the only lens that Jesus calls me to look at this holiday and its history through? You see, in the United States, the American Thanksgiving holiday, just a little history for you, the tradition is very loosely traced back by most people, not everyone, but most people, to a poorly documented 1621 celebration at Plymouth in Massachusetts. In the 1620s and 1630s, pilgrims and Puritans from England carried the tradition of days of fasting and days of Thanksgiving with them to New England. And what strikes me is how religious these immigrants were. This year, it's even more striking to me because my attention has recently been drawn. I've just finished reading The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer once again, so you have to pardon me. But my attention has been drawn through that book to the deep contradiction between religiously worshiping Jesus and ethically following Jesus. And you see, the Christian newcomers to this land in the 1600s, the 17th century, as religious as they were not as committed to what it meant to follow the ethical teachings of Jesus found in his landmark Sermon on the Mount as they were to religiously worshiping Jesus. And history is typically told from the perspective of the victors and the one who have taken over a new territory. Rarely is history seen through the glasses of those who were defeated, those who had their homes taken away. I recently asked one of my American Indian friends what Thanksgiving means to them from their perspective. And what I heard was a rich history of indigenous people who lived here long before this land was ever called America. And I heard the story of how Indians who had experienced raids and slavery at the hands of Christian Europeans how they nevertheless embraced their enemies and taught these foreigners the skills necessary to grow their own food and survive. And whether intentionally or not, the reward they received for this was to suffer from diseases that they had never known and against which their bodies had no immunity, ultimately suffering hunger and death themselves. And yes, this day stands for the survival of white immigrants as a result of the grace given them by this native tribe. But the celebration also lives within a story told upon a backdrop, sadly, of treachery, racism, violence against millions of indigenous people that was justified then and continues to be justified by some today with intensely Christian rhetoric. And today, for some, this holiday is not simply a time to remember the survival of Christian pilgrims. It's also a story that includes smallpox blankets, civilizing schools, and broken treaties. And although there are those who would endeavor to downplay that part, and even deny those story details, they're bound together with our Thanksgiving celebration, no matter how we try to reinterpret the day's meaning and baptize it with Christian language and metaphors. And I can't speak for anyone else, but this year, I'm choosing for my Thanksgiving celebration to also include not just Thanksgiving, but some repentance giving and some confession giving. I want to experience more than simply gratitude. I want to be reminded of how easy it is for religion to be used for agendas other than those of the nonviolent Christ. And at the very least, I want to choose this year to embrace the complexity and the contradictions of this day honestly. And rather than giving in to myth and legend where everything has been sterilized and it's just pure, I want this to be a time, yes, spent with family and friends and laughter and celebration and thankfulness, but I want this day to also be a reminder to continually analyze the water that we're all swimming in. And I want this to be a day where I remember those who aren't winning. They're not on the winning side of how life on earth is currently orchestrated. I want to remember the words of Jesus in Luke 6, where he talked to those who are hungry right now and said, "This kingdom that I've come to establish, it's in your favor. It's going to be for your benefit. And for those of you who are benefited by how life is orchestrated on earth right now, woe to you. It's going to be difficult for you to embrace the changes that I've come to set in motion here on planet Earth." And so I want to see this year at Thanksgiving the other side of the coin. I want to see those who are oppressed by the way life is orchestrated on Earth currently, and see their stories and hear their stories and to look at their stories through their eyes, to stand in solidarity with them. This year, I want to be part of the cure rather than part of the disease, till the only world that remains is a world once again where Christ's love reigns. The heart group application this week, number one, this week I want you to make a list of 10 things for which you're thankful. And then number two, I want you to, alongside of each one of those 10, I want you to consider those around the globe at whose expense some of those blessings might have come. And just take a moment to look at life through their eyes. Spend some time in thoughtful prayer over what that might mean and what Jesus, as your mentor, would have you, his disciple, think and feel and do as a result. And number three, I want you to share what you discover through your time in prayer and through this exercise. I want you to share what you discover with your heart group this upcoming week. Happy Thanksgiving to each one of you. I know it's going to be a time of celebration. May it be a time of looking at life differently as well, and reaching out to those who are not as fortunate. And for those of you who aren't as fortunate this year, our prayers, my heart goes with you, and know that Christ's kingdom is for you, for all those who hunger and thirst for justice. You will be filled. The kingdom that Jesus has come to establish here on planet Earth is slanted in your favor. We'll begin next week on a special four-part series on the birth of Jesus, which sparked what I consider to be the most beautiful revolution in all of human history. It's the biggest game changer that ever graced our planet, and Jesus called it the kingdom. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.